As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Let's get everybody set for the draft tonight. We've got the latest storylines coursing through the veins of NFL insiders. David, music.
Yes, it is draft day. There are things everywhere on the internet. Let's start here with Diana Rossini. She says, the Browns, Giants, and Patriots are fielding calls for number 2, 3, and 4 per league sources. The majority of the teams looking to move up are trying to get Travis Hunter.
Okay, can I stop this? Can I do a PSA? I want to be of service. Okay.
The mic is yours, Senator from New York.
Thank you. I want to be of service to people. This is of the same news caliber as boobs are fun, water is wet, sky blue. Giants and Browns have telephone. Giants and Browns willing to answer telephone. This is not.
You got sirens going down.
Right. This is not news. Wait, I'm sorry. What are teams at 2, 3, and 4 not even going to take calls? Not news.
All
boobs
right.
Fun, water wet, sky blue.
David, the funny thing is, I think there's going to be a lot of reports, a lot of rumors. I don't know if there's going to be any trades. I think everybody's kind of waiting for everybody else to do something. I don't know if Travis Hunter is that needle moving for somebody to give up extra picks to get.
So the betting markets are talking today. Ashton Jeanty is the betting favorite to be the number 5th overall selection in this draft. But the betting markets are also saying the Bears are the betting favorite to take Jeanty, which means the Bears would have to trade up from 10 to 5. We see that happening.
I buy it.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson didn't go somewhere to be somebody's errand boy. Ben Johnson wanted power. If he says, I did it in Detroit, we did it with Gibbs. Go get me my running back, Ryan Poles, or you're fired. Yeah, I believe it.
No, I'm with you. I see Ben Johnson saying, I want to duplicate exactly what I did in Detroit. And he knows his offense. I need this guy to run this offense. We will be explosive. And he wrote a lot of checks that he's now got to cash. Like he's talked trash to the Lions. He's talked trash to the Vikings. And the Packers, he's got to go out there and get some stuff done in division. So, no, he's not there to kind of slowly build this thing.
Rico, you discussed that Hunter and Sanders could possibly be teammates again. Well, according to this rumor out there, there are serious draft rumblings around the league that the Browns are looking to attempt to secure both Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders in tonight's draft. Hunter, of course, being the priority. But they want to do what the Texans did last year with getting 2 guys in the top 10.
Whoa.
I quit.
I wouldn't say top 10, David.
Can that franchise just sink into the lake?
Here's the thing. Hunter is the priority. And if Shador gets past the Steelers, nobody else really wants him. So now if I'm Cleveland, I'm calling the bottom of the first round to see what it would cost me to move up 2, 3, 4 spots to get him.
So everyone believes, yes, the Titans are staying at number one, but there has been a team that has called them multiple times and have been reportedly the most aggressive to get the number one pick. That is the New York Giants. They have called multiple times to move up to number one.
Or you could have just lost the game. I'm sorry, Mike.
David, that was do you have a particular drop of Denzel Washington playing Frank Lucas in American Gangster? Or no, it was Training Day. Yeah. Oh, you mother. Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's my response as Rico began to speak. Listen. I'm at a point where Joe Shane is just, I quit. Yeah, go ahead. Keep calling. The Titans aren't making that deal. And if they did, it would be so injurious to the Giants. This is not. I don't view Cam Ward as that type of prospect. Is it a guy I'd want? Sure. But as the senator from North Carolina to my right just said, well, then maybe you shouldn't have won a game, you feckless morons.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
The Falcons, who sit at number... they sit at number 15... Their report here says they are focused on building up their defense with pass rushers and looking at James Pierce or Marshall's Mike Green.
Yeah, okay. 15. Hey, here's a news story. Atlanta's focused on building their defense 2024, 2023, 2021, 2020, 2019. How about the year that the kid brought the 30 by 50 frame picture of his dead grandmother? Mm-hmm. That's all they've tried to do, and they never fix it. Whatever, sure. But James Pierce at that spot, you better be damn sure that your personnel people are willing to risk their jobs doing it. Because the reports on James Pierce might be the worst guy ever. Yeah. Or misunderstood. You better be right, because you make that pick there, not like Rico's talking at 28 or something. You make it at 15, someone's losing their job if that kid comes in and is lazy and he's a dog and a space cadet.
But then again, I can see the Falcons just doing something stupid and saying, yeah, but we couldn't pass up on Matthew Golden, so we need another receiver. So I know we said defense, but, you know, we took Michael Penix last year. So, hey, surprise.
So report here talks about the Houston Texans, and I've talked about what they did last year in trading back up to get a second guy in the top 10. They have traded in the at least three draft day trades every year and 18 total trades since Nick Caserio became the GM in 2021. The rumor is that they are trying to trade up to possibly get Tyler Warren.
Go ahead, Rico.
Houston Texans, right?
Yes.
This is what we're talking about. Team with no offensive line.
Uh-oh. Currently, they don't have one.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Yeah, there wasn't a...
More toys?
No. Just at this point, no. If you're going to trade up, you have to go and get an offensive lineman. It is crucial. You're going to get Stroud killed. He's going to become gun shy back there. And then you're going to blame him for all the reasons why you can't go far in the playoffs rather than just say, maybe we need to get this man some protection. He's got toys. David, you can find toys. He needs protection.
Also, we need to get Tank Dell a new right leg.
He won't be back for another year. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, he'll be back at Thanksgiving, Rico, remember?
Okay, that was David. Yeah, he'll be back for Thanksgiving. David, he's done for 2 years.
Let's finish it off with this one here. And it is Jackson Dart not going to fall beyond the Saints with the 9th pick. Everyone in the league believes he is going in the top 10 regardless. Somebody's going to trade up or he's going to the Saints.
No, it just feels like this year's J.J. McCarthy, guy who just kind of rises up draft boards. And look, I don't know what the Saints are doing. I don't know what the organizational plan is. Their cap situation's a debacle. It was the least desirable job. It seems like a terrible place to draft a rookie QB, but whatever, man. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. It'd be a shame. I'd like to see Jackson Dart go somewhere where he's got a chance. I like him as a player.
But see, I think, Mike, you're taking Jackson Dart not because you want to. You're taking him because Carr just kind of surprised you and said, hey, I may not be playing this year, and now we got to get a quarterback, and okay, is this the best that we can do? I mean, David, I think he will go past the Saints, and I look for him to get drafted somewhere in the teens. That's where maybe your Giants move up, Mike, to try to grab him or somebody else. But the Saints, I think they'll pass because if they draft him, they're risking everything that he's going to be the savior of that team.
And that is In Football Today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.